Welcome to the Context Machine, folks. This is episode 664. I'm Brian Chaffin.
And I'm Jeff Gamet. And crap, I was trying to come up with something clever about the number today because apparently that's been my shtick the last couple episodes.
Yeah, we got two more numbers. You got two more shows, which should be, I don't know, sometime probably before the end of the year.
Yeah, 664. I live on the same block as the Beast.
It's the same block. All right, that'll work.
Yeah, hey, check us out on our website, contextmachine.io.
Who are you again?
I'm Jeff Gamet.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm Brian Chaffin.
Great to meet you.
Yeah, it's sporty. Sporty to meet you. You can also use contextmachine.io to reach out to us. You can find us on Mastodon. You can find us. Oh, we're at Context Machine there.
Yeah.
So there's that. Go us. So we do have a little news we can talk about this week, don't we?
We do. Yeah. It seems everyone's talking about pop music. No, not pop music. Well, they might be. I don't know. I'm so out of the loop. But people are talking about Apple and books and layoffs.
Yeah, that was a bit of a unwelcome headlines that started crossing my desk. And that's that Apple laid off 100 people, roughly 100 people in the books and news teams, but that most of those layoffs are coming from books.
That's, right. That's so part story. Of their digital services teams. Yes.
And this is courtesy of Mark Gurman. And every story that I have found has been referencing Mark Gurman. No one's added anything to the story.
Right. And the stories are all basically the same. So if you've read any of them, you've read all of them.
Yes, right. And some of them you probably didn't need to read because they were garbage. But that's beside the point, too. I have a question first off.
I have a
cool question right at the beginning. Apple had 100 people working in the books team?
Well, they had 100 people working in digital services.
Yeah. So apparently some of these people are also sort of like shared between teams. We don't know if they're marketing folks, if they're programmers, if they're...
Some of the jobs were technical, so maybe programmers.
Right. But Mr. Gurman also specified that neither product is going anywhere, and that there will be new features added to both products, both books and news. So this isn't the death of books, thankfully, or news. I personally appreciate that. I use news on the daily. I know you hate it, but I thoroughly like it.
I don't hate it. It's just not the right fit for the way I consume my news.
Fair enough.
But I can see how that would translate to, well, Jeff must hate it.
Yeah. All I heard is blah blah blah. You don't think the same as me.
That's totally fair. Yep. Totally fair. All right. Well, I have a question for you, mm-hmm. Brian. Mm-hmm. Do you think this indicates that Apple has decided they're going to start pulling back from the ebook market?
I think Apple pulled back from the ebook market 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, whenever they were found, guilty of collusion. Antitrust collusion by a judge and the trial brought by the Obama DOJ, which
right, I'm still that's sensitive for ebook price fixing, basically.
Right.
No, literally.
Yes. While leaving Amazon to run amok.
Mm-hmm.
And still leaving Amazon to run amok.
Yeah. And Apple never did try to enhance, increase, expand the offerings, not titles, but the different feature offerings that right. they offer for their ebook store.
Okay, and I have a theory about that.
Okay, I'd love to hear your theory.
I will also add that to me, Books offers the best ebook reading experience.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I haven't used the Kobo device.
I've seen a Kobo device, and they're nice.
The newest ones are seemingly very nice. I haven't used one of those. I haven't used an e-ink device actually. So,
oh, okay.
I guess really when I say that Books offers the best reading experience, I'm really saying that Books offers the best reading experience of all the apps available on the iPad or an Android device.
Well, being mostly pedantic, that I think that's an important distinction for
it's
you to make.
It's a very important distinction for me to make.
And I agree with you. Now, I do have, in addition to my iPad mini, which is my favorite ebook platform, and I use the Kindle app and the Books app on my iPad mini.
I use the Kindle app a lot on my iPad.
Yeah.
Despite hating it, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, it makes sense because that's the dominant player, and there you go. But I do also have a Kindle, not one of the high end, one of the Paperwhites, something like that. And frankly, I don't know if I would buy one myself because I question the overall quality, like hardware quality, build quality, mm-hmm. other products. Mm-hmm. But the smaller Kindle that I have, it still has an e-ink display. The display is really nice. It's jarring when I change, move to the next page because it doesn't refresh as fast as an iPad or even like a low-end Amazon Fire tablet would. So that, I know that part would just drive you crazy.
How old is it?
It annoys me.
How old is this device? Because I feel like that's improved in recent years. A couple years old? Oh, really? Only a couple years old? Huh.
Maybe 3 years old.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts. And the thing I like most about the Books app is the way that it disappears while I'm reading. I don't think about mm-hmm. it. And I love the page curls allow me to start to turn the page while I'm finishing the page, like I would with a book. And I don't think about it.
I feel that I'm obligated to point out that at one point we did have a discussion when Apple removed the page curl feature.
Yes.
And you kind of flipped out because they took away what you saw as an important part of the ebook reading experience.
Yes.
So I'm glad they added that feature back in.
Yes. It's optional now. And so I feel like there are a lot of people who don't even people who are new to Apple devices aren't even realizing that that's that feature is there. And again, I think it's the best aspect of reading in books, and it just like, The text presentation, everything is better on the Books app, in my opinion.
Yes, the one thing you sacrifice compared to the dedicated ebook readers like a Kindle with an e-ink screen, not one of their Fire tablets, or a Kobo, is battery life.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's fair. But for people that go somewhere, like let's say you're going to go on a week long trip and you're going to read on the plane, you're going to read some.
I'd have batteries.
Your hotel before you go to bed.
Yeah, I'd have batteries with me.
And yeah, you charge up once before you leave, and you go through the whole trip. You come home and you still have at least half the battery left.
And you're talking about on a e-reader device, a Kindle, or a Kobo.
Yeah. And that is a nice feature. Yes, of course you can charge an iPad at home, in the hotel room, portable battery. Absolutely. But there is a nice, it's just nice.
Of course.
When you don't even have to think about that.
Of course it is. It's kind of like our old friend saying that lifting your wrist to talk to Siri is okay. It is much better to not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would be much better if you, didn't have to, if I didn't have to, I have to charge my iPad on the daily. It's because I spend too much time on it, but I have to charge it on the daily.
Do you really spend too much time on it? Do you really? It's a glorious device.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on it at this point. It's probably, I should probably go outside and touch grass, but let's get back to the topic at hand. So I have a theory.
Theory.
Mm-hmm. My theory is that Steve Jobs cared about the book market, cared about Amazon destroying the book market, which mm-hmm. they have tried to do and are continuing to work on. And that it's that Tim either doesn't care about ebooks or books, or is it's not a priority for him, or that even that to be the most charitable, that there are other things that are higher priority for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm inclined to think that that Tim is not seeing this as high a priority, and I would speculate that this has a lot to do with the whole antitrust ruling, because the people in Apple are smart. They know that when the DOJ and the courts handed control over the ebook market to Amazon, that this is a battle that they probably weren't going to get to win.
That is, there are things that Apple could do to improve its position in the book market. And I think it's important to remember that Apple has a strong number two. I think Apple has more share than Kobo.
I'm positive
that Apple has more share than Kobo because I think Apple is the number two ebook platform in the market, but that's not nothing. And I would like to see Apple not throw that away. And I do think that books are important. Lowercase b. I think that books mm-hmm. and book publishing is important. I think that the independent author movement is important. I want to see Apple increase its share. And one of the big things that Apple could do to increase its share, to offer something to readers, would be to offer its own subscription service. Like it does with music. Like it does with TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like Amazon does with Kindle Unlimited. Like Kobo does with Kobo Plus.
I'm going to interrupt you for just a second.
Yes.
Because I did the craziest thing.
Yeah.
I looked up the ebook platform market share.
Okay.
Amazon, Kobo, Apple, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, top five.
Well, what percentages?
Is that
an order?
That's an order. So first place Amazon, second Kobo, third Apple.
Huh. Okay.
And
then that's Kobo surging from way behind, and good for them.
And this, so I'll include a link to this in the show notes. This is from Mordor Intelligence. It's ebook market size and share analysis, growth trends and forecasts 2024 through 2029. And it breaks out a lot of stuff in here.
I wish we'd found this article before we started recording.
Yeah, well, that just would have gotten in the way of our discussion.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah. So anyhow, please, back to you.
Right, where's the important bits? Me. I think that Apple should and could offer its own subscription service. The only problem would be, the only perceived problem that, I'm sorry, I feel like Apple's biggest problem would be making sure that they had enough subscribers to make it worth anyone's while to participate from a content standpoint.
I have a question about subscriptions for you, since yes. you've had to do all the research.
Yes,
because of your books. So if all these books are available through Amazon's Kindle subscription,
Kindle Unlimited, yes,
Kindle Unlimited, does that mean they can't be available through an Apple ebook subscription?
Yes. So Kindle, Apple, Amazon. we're going to be heavy on the rewinding today. Amazon has a two-tier system for Kindle Unlimited. For publishers, they require a period of exclusivity. For independent authors, they demand total exclusivity. Right?
Okay. So then why would Apple want to get into that space? Because by the time Apple could have the big name books, they've already been available for a while through Kindle Unlimited.
Well,
so there's way late to the game.
Kobo also has Kobo Plus. They have a crap ton of titles on Kobo Plus.
Okay.
And so my books are available on Kobo Plus. If you want to read my books and you don't want to buy them or buy the one that's for sale, or, you know, you get the free one.
Right.
But the ironic thing is that anyone reading my free short story, King Liam, First of His Name, on Kobo Plus would actually be giving me money from their subscriptions for my free story. So that would be cool.
But anyway, I had no idea.
Kobo doesn't require exclusivity. And it's exclusivity from Amazon that is the problem with Kindle Unlimited, in my opinion. It's the mm-hmm. exclusivity is locking people into their platform, locking authors in particular, especially independent authors, into their platform. So Apple, you may be right. Maybe it's because they don't want to deal with having to play second fiddle to Kindle Unlimited that Apple doesn't launch Books Plus. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's because they just don't care. They don't think it's going to be a big enough deal. But I wish that Apple would. And part of the reason why I wish that Apple would is to help put pressure on Amazon to drop the exclusivity clause. They don't need to. Mm-hmm. The exclusivity clause is only to lock in people. That's it's the only reason there's an exclusivity clause on Kindle Unlimited. And I feel like Kobo Plus may alone end up providing enough pressure to force Amazon to change this policy. But I think that Apple having a subscription service and Apple being able, you know, if Apple is going to complain about to the DOJ about Amazon, I feel like that would carry some weight despite the history there.
Okay.
So I think that Apple should offer a subscription service. And I also think that Apple should offer print-on-demand books that is building on the quality of its photos. What are those called? The photos books? You know, the print-on-demand books that you can do with Apple Photos?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what their product name is, but they don't do those anymore, do they?
I think they do. Every time I go to look, macOS print products. Turn your beautiful photos into keep beautiful keepsakes. I'm going to send you this link. So we're going to include
that. Okay. Well, I guess then they're still doing it.
Yeah. It seems like they're still doing it.
Okay. Cool. That top five lists that I read you.
Yeah.
There's very small disclaimer underneath the list. They're not, it's an arbitrary order on the list. So it tells you who the top five are, not what order they are ranked.
All right. So what I'm hearing is that I'm still right in that Apple still has the second most share.
Based on what I'm seeing in Statista as of 2022. Yes, Amazon, Apple, and then Kobo.
Okay, well, I've got to
wait. Tencent Holdings. This is based on billions in revenue.
Okay,
so that may actually not be a completely accurate indicator either, because the likelihood that Apple made $394 billion on eBooks.
Yeah, that's not the case, and it looks like that link for macOS print products is pointing to third party products. So it looks like Apple got out of the photo books business.
Okay, I accept your apology.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to apologize. That is just go to the Mac App Store to learn about and download each extension. So these are extensions that you can add to Photos.
Okay. You know, when you're wrong and I say I accept your apology like that, and of course it's supposed to be funny and all that, I still feel bad saying that.
I'm taking the fun out of it by acknowledging the fact that you're right and I was completely wrong. So anyway, I wish that Apple would get back into the print on demand business and bring the quality that it had with the Photos books to print on demand for independently produced books. I know there would be a lot of demand for high quality print on demand books from independent authors in particular.
You know, based on the discussions we've had, I have to agree with you. And I will temper that by saying the discussions from indie book authors that I have seen on social media, that backs up what you're saying too.
Right. Now, I also realize that Apple, I mean, it's possible that Apple would have to outsource every aspect of this because they might not care about it. It's just the thing is that this would play a role in making books a bigger deal. And in that, again, book publishing, writing is important. I feel like Steve Jobs' interest in this is warranted. I feel like it's a good cause. Now, it's possible that I'm just blinded by my own self-interest in this.
Yeah, but it still would be nice to see other players in this space. I'm rabbit-holing for just a second with a minor rant.
Okay.
So as we've been talking, I've been looking up more info about ebook market share, just to see if I could find a definitive list. And what I will say is that, holy crap, when you're talking about stuff like this in an article on a website, don't let a fracking generative AI tool write the article for you. Because this sentence that I'm going to read you is not accurate, because it's just not accurate. It goes without saying that Amazon is one of the best places to sell ebooks, since the online retailer captures the majority of the digital book market. Note, you need to say what percentage of the digital book market they have, and it may or may not be one of the best places to sell ebooks, but holy crap. This is an AI sentence. People, when you're trying to give very accurate data, this is not how you go about doing it.
Fair enough. I will point out, I know I pointed this out when I hit the 1,000 book mark, and I think I'm at 1,700 books that I've sold now. And nice. Amazon is still by far the majority seller for me, but it's still less than half. Less than half. So that means that yeah. Apple, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and Google Play are taking the more than half combined. Now, that is for me, that's the extraordinarily small data set in the grand scheme of things.
Yes, but it's the data set that matters, right?
No, but I think it's relevant. I try to sell in these other markets. When I advertise my books, I advertise them in everywhere that I sell them, and I still need to add direct sales to my site. You were going to help me with that, but then you blew me off.
I didn't. I guess I did.
No, you didn't. You've been busy. So anyway, God,
people, you have no idea.
I advertise my books everywhere, and it turns out that I sell them everywhere. And then I see other authors, especially independent authors, who basically say, "Well, you know, I'm just, I can't sell my books anywhere else besides Amazon." And it's like, you haven't tried, man. Anyway, whatever. Mm-hmm. I try to sell it everywhere. I do sell it everywhere, and I'm pleased that I'm selling my books, and that's terrific and amazing. And thank you, by the way, if you've read my books, leave a review, even if you hated it. I'd appreciate it.
I have another question for you.
Yep.
Do you think Apple doing these layoffs? Do you think these layoffs are going to be a problem for Apple?
No. No, I don't think that Apple being in the ebook market is anything that's key to Apple's survival. It probably was key to the iPad initially, probably for the first several years. But at this point, I think Apple could probably take or leave books, and Apple's going to be just fine. That's what you're asking me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to see Apple abandon the books market. But I don't think this isn't like if Apple stopped making Macs, yeah, that's going to be a problem for Apple. I think that would be a huge problem for Apple.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah. So again, let's get back to the central question too. 100 people worked at books. I mean, like they definitely have a marketing team. I get periodic, regular promo emails from the books team, and they're great looking. They're fairly well tailored to me, although that's become less true as I've been muddying my search results with things related to being an author and, I mean, like just looking up other people, mm-hmm. other books, you know. So I don't necessarily see only books that I'm going to like. But anyway, the point is their marketing communications are excellent. I think that the bookstore looks good, but that it would be terrific if Apple added some kind of way for people like me to buy display ads on books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for Apple to present its display ad in a way that makes it obvious that it's an ad and is not like really gross and disgusting. But it would be, I would buy ads on Apple Books in a heartbeat if I could. I can't. And it's funny. I can buy ads on Amazon. I can buy ads on Kobo. I can buy ads on, I don't think I can buy ads on Barnes & Noble. Interesting.
Well, I bet you're going to check.
Yeah, but not right now. And I don't know if I can actually buy ads on Google Play. Huh.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, there are things that Apple could add to its Books app. And, but even with that, I feel like the Books app looks terrific.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
All right. Well, I'm glad we could sort this out.
Yeah. So, okay. So to summarize, Apple did these layoffs. It's probably not going to have a significant impact on their ebook services. And the big takeaway is there was 100 people there.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to have a big impact on something within the book's product. I just don't know what that something is. So I don't know. For instance, these people could have all been all these people were working on doing a subscription service and Apple decided not to do it. That seems entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
Or that Apple was looking at it. Maybe they were working on print on demand. I don't think so, by the way. But it is going to have some kind of, there is something that we're not going to see that we didn't know that we even might see on books, because you don't lay off this many people without some effect.
Yeah. My guess is the first place we'll see it is on the back end.
Yeah.
And it will impact authors first.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I don't even know how big Apple's indie. I feel like Amazon has by far the lion's share of the indie author market.
Well, considering they lock indie authors in, it seems that whether it's artificial or not, they would have the lion's share there.
So I don't know how important indies are to books. I know how important I feel like they should be, because I feel like the indie market is growing. It's only going to continue to grow as the publishing, the trad publishing world continues to consolidate and fall back. Independent authors are going to become ever more important to the concept of books.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think we have been seeing that play out already. I'll throw out the big obvious case here, and that would be Andy Weir, because he independently published The Martian, and then later it got picked up, and now here we are.
Yeah, well, even Hugh Howey is going through a publisher now. At least for his print books.
So, but yeah, it's, I'm with you. I think that the indie author market is significant and is going to play a major role.
It's only going to continue growing again, especially mm-hmm. while traditional publishing is pulling back its investment in new authors. And that's been going on for years and it's going to continue. It's going to get worse, you know, and we're probably going to end up seeing some additional consolidation at some point in the publisher, in the big publishers. Mm-hmm. And that's going to send more people to independent publishing. So yeah, I wish that independent publishers, so Apple does make it easy to get your books on books. Apple does cater to independent authors. I wish that it would become more important and more of a priority for Apple to deal with independent authors. I wish they give us more tools. All right. Listen, I have to go because you have another show to record.
All right. Well, yes, you have to go because I'm looking to be here in a couple of minutes.
All right. So let me do this. that's funny. That is this week's Apple. No. Dang.
2 weeks in a row. Which problem, man?
Well, we didn't do a show live. Anyway, that's this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, you can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. Our bandwidth is provided by CashFly. Thanks, CashFly. The bass is by Dr. Boom. Thanks, Ricky. Recorded for this show. That's all for this week. Right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right, I'm just testing you.
Just hit the button.